ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
On this most auspicious day, how is it most auspicious? Well, it's Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. It's most auspicious because we are making a particular effort to remember Srila Prabhupada, and whatever auspiciousness we have in our lives is only because of Srila Prabhupada. As we all know, perhaps we may have the tendency to forget that. And in this most auspicious place, Srila Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is my home. It's not like a materialistic person. You can choose your home anywhere, but Prabhupada, his home is Vrindavan, eternally. It's not that I make my house here, but he always resides in Vrindavan. So it's the most auspicious place, most auspicious day, with the most auspicious people, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, and this is the greatest festival for remembering Srila Prabhupada that I know of on this planet. As it was said, this festival is also being observed in various places on the earth, and no doubt it's being observed in, we heard Srila Prabhupada say about all the different stages, various towers of the universe, so no doubt this festival is being observed there. We're told not to speak about any mundane politics, but not exactly in refutation of that, but I'd like to make a comment that Srila Prabhupada, our link with him is by service to Srila Prabhupada through his Transcendental Society, ISKCON, so naturally there's a lot of concern about that. We don't want that to spill over with any bitterness or anything like that, but our real glorification of Srila Prabhupada will of course be, as Srila Prabhupada said in his own offering to his Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that the offering is not simply an offering of fruits and flowers, which should be there, has to be there. It's not a one-day-a-year event. It's every moment of our lives. Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate to keep this institution together after I passed away. So that's a great challenge. No doubt we... ISKCON was going on at such amazing dynamo speed when Prabhupada was here that we just took it for granted. It will just run on like that forever, but as we have seen, it's not so easy to keep everything in place and everything in order. So our real glorification of you, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, will be shown in the days and weeks and months and years, if we have them left, that follow. Most of Srila Prabhupada's, all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples are obviously getting closer to the point where they have to go make their lifetime report to Srila Prabhupada. And many of us, seems a lot of our concern is just holding body and soul together, but we can remember also that Srila Prabhupada, in his last years on this planet, he performed so much service. His main service to his guru came at that time. So, let's all bear that in mind, and despite our bodies falling apart all around us, let's do whatever we can in these final days to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission fully, with all strength, all energy. And that will be our best glorification of Srila Prabhupada. I beg you all to bless me to bear this in mind myself and not waste a moment, and always glorify Srila Prabhupada by my actions. Hare Krishna.